We turn now to Bolivia. The country's new president, Carlos Mesa, has presented his cabinet at a ceremony in the capital, La Paz. Mr. Mesa took office after weeks of violent protests against his predecessor, Gonzalo Sanchez de Lozada. He is now fled to the United States. NPR's Martin Costi is in La Paz. Martin, remind us briefly what caused the uprising against the former president?
Well, the immediate cause was the former president's plan to export natural gas to the U.S. Bolivia has a vast amount of natural gas reserves, especially in the southern part of the country, and the idea was to pump some of this and ship it to California. The problem is a lot of especially leftist groups, Indian groups, saw this as just another case in a long history of foreigners taking a natural resource out of Bolivia, whether it be tin, silver, in this case now gas. But really, you can't say that was the cause because, as President Mesa himself has said after taking office 3 days ago, this is really the product of centuries of deep, deep chasms between rich and poor in this country. And this is more like the fuse that set it off.
Rich, in this case, are the descendants of Europeans. The poor are the indigenous people, for the most part. At least the news accounts I read in the United States say that this is a reflection of a widespread kind of resurgence of a movement for more power to the indigenous people.
And there's a long tradition in Bolivia of indigenous groups periodically rebelling against their working conditions, against the economic situation. What's different about what happened now, though, is that the more Europeanized, more European descent middle classes joined it because they too, Bolivia has been scraping along for so long now that middle class kids can't get jobs. They get an education as a doctor, but they drive taxis.
So President Mesa introduced this new cabinet today. Can you see changes coming there? Is there something that the people of Bolivia would see there and say, okay, you know, things look better today because of what he's done?
Actually, the cabinet he named is really hard to read because he made a point of naming people who aren't active in party politics, so you can't quickly put a label on what they stand for. These tend to be academics, people who maybe flirted with politics a long time ago but abandoned it. He wanted to have a nonpartisan government. He himself doesn't have a party affiliation. He's a journalist who was brought on the original ticket as a counterweight to Sanchez de Lozada. So it's really hard to say. I mean, he's kind of projecting himself right now as a transitional figure to move Bolivia forward, and it may very well be that Bolivia will have early elections soon, and I don't think this country has yet decided as a whole which way it's going.
It sounds as though you're saying Bolivia is now in the hands of journalists, academics, critics, the people who normally are outside the government criticizing it and saying, you know, you should run it this way. Sounds like a really interesting experiment in government underway there and something to watch.
And something that could easily blow up again soon because the indigenous groups especially are saying they're going to give this new president a chance, but they've now learned how to put La Paz under siege and how to basically topple a president, and they can do it again.
NPR's Martin Costi in La Paz. Thanks, Martin.
You're welcome.